sometimes it hasn't. But
hello, this is AJ.
That was loud. And this is Double Gamers. Podcast with tips, tricks, game reviews, game ratings, and game. Wait, no. Random opinions.
Okay, today's topics are what my opinion was on Rocket League. Something different today, our favorite games of 2015, and the games for the week. So our first topic is my experience in Rocket League.
So, I got a PlayStation 4 for Christmas, which you learned on the last podcast, but I just got a new controller for it, and I got a new case for it. I got a new sleeve for that controller. So we played together this time,
mm-hmm.
And how did you like it? How was it?
My throat feels funny from that weird duck sound.
Yeah, but we were making weird duck sounds before.
So Rocket League is good, it's fun, it's intense, but the only thing I don't like about it is the wall climbing. I do not like that at all. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. It's just the fact that you can go on the wall and just ride around, and when you're, like, boosting at full speed, if you miss the ball, you're inevitably gonna run up a wall and fall off the ceiling.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's pretty good. I like it. I like the setup, cars and soccer balls, and with nets and stuff. So, yeah, it's very fun. Very fun, very fun. It's fun to play by yourself or two people, so... Not really.
But let's describe our first matches together. So
it was fun.
Our first matches was basically me going around and hitting the wall. AJ would just like go around, like wandering around, just like trying to hit the ball.
I don't care where it went.
He just wanted to hit the ball.
Got a goal.
Yeah, he did. But it was like,
And what was the description on our first match?
I see videos, and I've seen them, like, they struggle to hit the ball so much when they're doing their first times playing Rocket League. struggle so hard, and then every time they hit the ball, they say, like, do I get a point for just, like, hitting the ball, or... And...
Well, it was, we each tapped auto... He ended up being orange. I ended up being blue. He scored, like, two goals at the beginning. And then my partner scored two. Oh, no. He scored one. I actually scored one, which I didn't even mean to score.
It wasn't even a shot on goal. Like, a lot of the time what happened, like, your other teammate, didn't he get, like, three goals or two?
He got three, but he only got one shot on goal.
Yeah, he got one shot on goal out of three goals. So basically, he hit the ball once into the goal, and then the other times he basically just hit the ball, and then my team hit the ball into the net.
Yeah, that's the one other thing I don't like. It seems like your computer always just wants to get into your own net.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise,
but then I can't believe I did this. It was like ninja moves. We went into overtime for...
It was 3-3.
Wasn't it 4-4? Or 3-3?
It was 3-3. And then what happened was... I thought that Samatage was going to score at the first shot because that's what he's pretty much known for.
Nope. I didn't do that.
I missed the double jump to block the ball. And then I went back and I was like, oh crap, we already lost. But then it got blocked and then I went into the corner. My teammate knocked it in the corner, Samatage hit it into his own net, and my team won.
It was so sad. It was like, if that was another goal, man, that would have been awesome. It was like the time I was playing against my mom, and I did this epic goal on my own net, and what happened was I hit it along the side. It was right in front of the goal, and then I side flipped, hit the ball into the net. But the only problem was it was on my own goal. So that was the only flaw. The only flaw.
The tiniest little bit can change the whole perception of the goal.
Yeah.
And it was the wrong net. So anything, well, I think pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the center. I like how they start. So I think it's pretty good.
One of my favorite parts is like the design of the ball.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that, how futuristic it is.
I also like the puck, like the hockey one, but like with the puck.
Oh yeah, you can do like, there's this event going on. It's like, it's called Snow Day, where it's just like, instead of a sock, instead of a ball, it's a puck with the design on it.
It's cool. I'm done. Anything you need to say?
I discovered something. I know, right? I freaking discovered something.
What did you discover?
Seasons in Rocket League.
Sorry about that.
That was a ding dong.
Ding.
Ding dong woof.
Maybe somebody's trying to get you.
Ding dong woof. So, then. Wagging my hands.
Wagging his head.
Then, what happened was, I did that. Normally, there's, like, different weeks, and the more you win, the more in the lead you get. like, there's a bunch of different teams, and,
Sabotage, it has the best name ever.
Yeah, all the teams, like, go up against each other. Every time you play one of the games, all of the teams go up to battle each other. The winner gets one win for their team, and then the loser just gets a loss for their team.
And then Sabotage is 12-0 going into 2013.
Yeah, I have 12 wins, 0 losses.
And there's actually 2016.
There's actually a team that has three wins, 10 losses.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm on my 13th out of...
So you're 13. Yeah. He's undefeated, let's say that.
Yeah. And,
the goal for 20. So
you can make up what your team name is. I am Yay Day.
Yay Day.
And my favorite part, normally in Rocket League, the colors of sides are just orange and blue. They're different colors. Like purple and yellow and red and white and orange and blue. And
yeah. Obviously orange and blue. Why wouldn't there be orange and blue?
Yeah, and there's also turquoise. I know, right?
Not turquoise.
There's turquoise.
We're going to have to end this podcast now.
We have to discuss.
I am in shock. Just give us 1 minute. Okay, we're good now.
Okay.
We'll just fast forward 1 minute. No, wait, don't.
Don't.
We're done.
Don't do it.
So, next topic, or?
Yes.
So, this is a different thing. Even though I'm pretty sure this is our second topic of the new year.
I don't know why we didn't do this last time, because it was closer to you.
But it's our favorite games of 2015, apps, consoles, all that stuff. So, he's going to say one, I'm going to say one, we each have two. So.
Destiny. I got that in 2015 on Christmas Day.
My next is NHL 15, which actually came out in 2014. But don't name. I also got it in 2014, but it is NHL 2015, so I do consider it 2015, so...
And then I also got Rocket League in 2015. Man.
Okay, my final one is WWE 2K16 actually came out this year or last year. I can think it's 2015. 2015's in the past. This is 2016!
So last year. Sad puns daily.
Like, NHL 15 is like so last year.
Alright. It's actually like so last 2 years.
Selfies are like so last year.
Yeah, I know. But we still do them anyway. The selfies that were taken last year was so last year.
My God. We should put this in Epic Diva voice. Even though it's only an echo. Well, this has been pretty quick. Anything else we really need to say?
We should name more games than just two.
Okay. I'm going to go with Stickman Hockey. The app.
I think Smashing Roads, smashing the roads up, blowing up sidewalks.
I'm going to go Crossy Roads.
I'm going to go Shooty Skies.
Roller Coaster Tycoon 4.
Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Do you have the game? It's a computer one.
Oh, that's a computer one. Then two. Roller Coaster Tycoon. Wait, not that.
It came out in like 2010.
Not Roller Coaster Tycoon. No. You know what? You know what? You know what?
What? Roller Coaster Tycoon 5?
Minecraft.
Ooh. I was just about to say that my next one. This game did come out in 2014, but I played it last year. It is NBA 2K14, which is actually my second game for the week on the podcast. The fax machine here.
Burnout Paradise.
Burnout Paradise? No, I can't. MLB 15, the show. Spill it. Spill it.
I'll go get some water and I'll spill that.
Oh my gosh, Sanitage. They just spilled their coffee.
Oh, wait, which one?
Did you hear that? They just spilled their coffee.
Don't get into that.
They just
spilled. Don't get into it.
But they just.
Don't get into the coffee. It's hot.
Ooh.
I spilled it.
On WWE 2K15.
Wait. Ark Survival Evolved.
Ooh, you didn't like that game.
I do, but the reason was when I got it on my computer, it was so laggy, it just didn't work.
Mine? Flappy Bird! No, I'm just joking.
Don't do Flappy Bird.
White.
Don't.
White tiles.
I have no more.
I got no more either. So, games for the week.
Wow, this is a really short podcast.
Let's go.
My game for the week is Rocket League.
Mine.
I am called Yayday.
Mine is the second game I touched upon on the podcast. One of my favorite games of 2015. It's NBA 2K14.
Well,
if you don't believe me, he did some Sonic game. For the first week of the podcast, Terraria NHL 15.
Oh yeah, I forgot Terraria.
Oh yeah, so there. Second game, Sonic game. NBA 2K14. That's all I can remember. And then yeah. So that's really the end of our podcast.
What the hell?
Our 40th podcast is coming soon. Please email us some ideas of what you want us to do for our 40th.
Yeah. Or just do it on Instagram. If you want us to review any games or anything, email us, Instagram us.
And if we don't have the game, we'll just
slap us in the face. You see us?
Well, they don't know who we... He slapped me!
Yeah.
That's not fair.
You slapped me.
Okay. Instagram.
Double Gamers Podcast.
YouTube, which will get a video soon.
Maybe. Double Gamers. Okay. Double Gamers Podcast.
Email, which you can ask us any questions. Tell us any
games. Double Gamers 2004 @gmail.com.
Email, you can ask us any questions, any games you want us to read, what you want us to do for future podcasts.
Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dog about our podcast. Spread the word.
Tell your doctor.
Put a poster on the back of some guy's shirt or something.
And put a tape a sign on a pool.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, sabotage is two random ones a week. And I can start hairspray, hairspray. I know that's terrible, but...
Microphone. Input sound.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.